in our ongoing meditation class, we've been looking this year at the sila leg of the Eightfold Path. So we have the Eightfold Path, which is, has three basic components. There's pana, or wisdom, which has to do with understanding and seeing things as they are. There's samadhi, which is presence in the moment, which has to do with our practice and our efforts to be present. And then sila means virtue or right living. So we've been looking at sila. And the premise of it is not that we do, it's right action, right lifestyle, right speech. Not that we do that to be goody two-shoes or to be perfect in some ways. But in the suttas, it talks about we practice it in order to have deep happiness. It's for our own enlightened self-interest. So we've been looking at right speech. We're finishing up on right speech. And again, even the word right, because in our translation, the opposite of right is wrong. So it's like, I don't want to make a mistake, right? But right as it really in the Pali, the translation comes from the word sama, which means with the broadest view, with the deepest understanding. So seeing things as broadly and deeply as possible. So, because there's a tendency to look at right speech in a pejorative way, because we all say things we regret. We all do that. And it's important to note that we aren't practicing this to not feel regret when we say things that are unskillful, but to notice that we felt that way. To notice that we notice, you know, when we fall short of the mark. In fact, to make the shift from the one who said the wrong thing to the one who noticed the way it felt, that it felt uncomfortable, that is your path home. That you're the one who notices. You know, when things, it's showing you something that needs attention. So, there are a number of sutras that are actually surprisingly consistent about right speech. As you know, the sutras were not written down for hundreds of years. And so there's often lots of contradictions and things that seem at variance. But there's a lot of them about right speech are surprisingly consistent. And I just wanted to share with you, there's five markers for right speech. And one is it true versus is it false? So these are five guidelines for right speech. Is it true or is it false? And the first thing is, if it's true, is it the right time? Is it timely or untimely? And I think we all know of times when we needed to say something, but we said it at the wrong moment, right? Things did not work out well. So is it timely or untimely? The third thing is, am I saying it in a gentle manner or in a harsh manner? And I think we can all identify with that too, especially when we're receiving helpful correction, how much easier it is to hear if it's given with a little room rather than, you know, you messed up. So is it gentle or is it harsh? The fourth guideline is it beneficial? Is it to be helpful? Am I pointing something out just because it bugged me, or am I pointing it out because it's helpful to see it? So is it helpful or not helpful? And the last guideline is, am I saying it from a mind that's filled with goodwill, like that's truly feeling the best for me or the other person, or is this a mind that's filled with something more unwholesome? You know, I'm irritated, I want to get back, I want to get my revenge or get my chits in. And what's interesting about these guidelines is four can be present, and it's still not right speech. Right, and I think we can all think of examples where only one wasn't present. And it just didn't feel right. So that can be a lot to keep in mind. I mean, we were saying, gosh, do we need a little note card to carry around? Like, okay, check, check, check. It's a lot to keep in mind. So there are two other guidelines that I'd like to give you that are also helpful in just noticing right speech. And one is the quality that when our speech misses the mark, it's sticky. You know how it sticks, and at the end of the day when you're falling asleep or you wake up at 2 a.m., that's the stuff that comes back and haunts you. It's not all the stuff that went fine, it's that one comment you made, that you like you knew it wasn't taken correctly or given correctly. So it has this, it has a feeling of karmic burden. Versus when you say something that's in right speech, it kind of flows right through you and it's gone. It just has, it doesn't, it's light. It doesn't leave a trace. It doesn't leave a weight. We hardly notice it because it doesn't stick anywhere. So the first thing is when something sticks, it's good to look, to reflect on it and go, wow, yeah, what was missing there? What was missing? And the other quality that is really helpful in looking at right speech is the energetic component to it, which is that right speech is like a, it's like a refueling station. It brings energy in. Have you ever had those heart connections with somebody, or that kind of maybe resolving something with somebody? At the end of it, you feel like you're flying, you feel alive and excited and close to that person. It has the quality of it like bringing life and energy in. And it's good to just notice when that happens. And the other quality, of course, is you have the conversation that leaves you drained. Because when those qualities aren't present, it's almost like there's a tiny little fuel valve at the bottom of us, and it gets open and the energy begins to leak out. Even if there's nothing obviously, damaging about the speech. Have you ever been to a cocktail party and you come home exhausted? You know, I come home and say to my husband, don't even talk to me for 20 minutes. I need to recharge. And it's just, you know, been 2 hours of maybe idle conversation. Unbeneficial conversation. Didn't really help anything. In fact, all it did is reinforce the false personalities of everyone at the party. So just noticing the energetic quality when I'm having a conversation and it starts to feel flat in that way, it's like a light bulb. Ah, something's missing in this moment. So I just wanted to mention that it's been really helpful for me just to look at those two qualities, the stuff that sticks in me that I remember later, and the times that I'm in a situation and I just feel like it's a balloon deflating. And just to look at that going, what's not here? What's not here? And maybe it could be brought in and then the balloon can reinflate, or maybe it's one where it's like, you know, this is better to be just walked away from. Like this just isn't gonna go anywhere good. And just see that in the moment. And all of this, again, it's not to be better, but this is for our own happiness. Having right conversation is the essence of life and love. It really is, and it's a wonderful thing. So it's about bringing more of that, bringing it more present for ourselves, because that's really what our practice is about. It's about unshakable well-being with us, and this is a big component of it. So just wanted to share those thoughts with you this morning, and as we walk out into this beautiful day, thank you. Thank you.